This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now, it's the D, Shady and Doug, it's take two, the DJV program. D is in Doug, J is in Jennifer, V is in Victoria. Jennifer off all week down, I suppose because if you were to fly straight across the Pacific, you wouldn't get to Hawaii. You have to go down a little bit in terms of the southern exposure, but it's a nice place to be no matter where it is, fabulous place, and she's having a good week there, posting some things on Instagram. So Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual in Washington. The story of a teacher in a Pennsylvania middle school who this week is on administrative leave after she could be heard on video calling a black man the N-word and using other racist language after a fender bender in the school's parking lot. The superintendent talked about the woman. She'd been a teacher there since 2008. Right now, this person is on administrative leave, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you probably can't go a day without finding some kind of derogatory remark recorded somewhere, on video or audio where someone is embarrassed, someone in a position that ought not to, that ought to know better. And I guess you can't arbitrate or legislate attitude, but when it comes to common sense, is that really a problem? Saying something like that, if you really feel that way, is it dishonest not to let a person or accept a person, whether it's a man or a woman, saying something like that? Or are we becoming so politically correct?
Wait! You're defending her use of the N-word?
I didn't defend anybody. Nobody said I was defending her.
No, I know. It kind of sounds like you're making an argument for her to use it. Like, what?
Well, that's unfortunate, Victoria, because that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
what I'm saying is that at this point in our lives, because of social media, people who are dumb enough to do stuff like this and get caught try to talk their way out of it. Is that the way that it ought to be? Or because people have these feelings, whether they're legitimate or they aren't, I'm not saying they're legitimate. I mean, one way or another, people say what they think and feel, and if we tell them not to, does that create more animosity toward a group or you can't legislate animosity. You can't say people, you can't have those feelings.
Maybe,
so
but
you
I
say
think,
to them, you can't express them?
I mean,
whether we agree with it or we don't agree with
I think it is our responsibility to take a stance against things that shouldn't be said or done. So the fact that so many people feel comfortable saying that word to other people out in public or just anywhere is so...
But does that help to educate the public as to how ignorant it is?
Well,
I think the
larger issue is I know what you're saying, Doug. People are racist and they have feelings and and it's
unfortunate. And bottling them up creates more anger and animosity.
But I don't think that the answer
is them as to why you don't.
I think the problem is that this woman is a teacher with influence over other people's children.
Yeah,
I think that's
the
really
video was
the
posted
main
on
problem.
Facebook, for God's sakes. I mean,
if she has black students in her class, or God forbid anyone who isn't white, you have to wonder, okay, if these are the feelings that she has, that she's just, going out and calling someone that. She also told him that he was probably on welfare and that he should go back to his Section 8 housing. Then she has a lot of feelings about young black people. And so to have, if those students are in her classroom.
Well, you think she's the only black, she's the only person in the country who's teaching school that's a bigot? Come on.
No.
No one said that at all.
We're talking about.
I'm just saying saying that someone like that deserves to not be, she shouldn't be in that atmosphere teaching students if that's how she feels. There are plenty of people like that in the world, and I hope we find out about more of them, because they shouldn't be in charge of educating students.
Right.
Well, there is a lot of
stuff.
She's going
to perpetuate her own bigotry and her own hatred. So
but that happens whether you're teaching school or you're not teaching. I wouldn't want her
in
my school system.
What are we supposed to do then? Just give up and let everybody say whatever they want all the time?
No, but I think there's an educational. This goes back to talking about Columbus Day and a lot of other things that happen on the course of a day or a week or a month that just go unnoticed, just accepted because they're there. The fact that we say it's not good or it ought not to be posted doesn't fix the problem. The fact that it's there and exists, I think
because having her be a teacher is not the answer. You know,
well, there are a lot of teachers around that ought not to be teaching, in my estimation, for lots of different reasons. There's way too much political prejudice now in education as to what really is the right way to think and the wrong way to think. That's not their job. It isn't. Their job is to teach youngsters about the facts of life, perhaps, in some classes, how to do basic things, how to understand basic language, how to understand basic history, how to understand basic mathematic principles, how to understand basic chemical, how does the body work, that kind of stuff. And we're getting basically none of that because there's so much other stuff that gets into the educational curriculum, and therefore we have a lot of people who are just not prepared to deal with the realities of life, because it's certainly at home isn't being discussed. A lot of this stuff, I mean, I never had any of it. I'm a lot older than you guys, and nobody ever discussed anything with me. I happen to have been in a community that was pretty diverse, and so I didn't develop a lot of prejudices that people, when I went to school in Ohio, a lot of people that went to school in the Midwest, frankly, didn't have. I know it sounds to some who are in the Midwest, you arrogant Eastern SOB. No, I mean, you can feel that way if you want, and you can express yourself because that's the way you feel. That's still okay in America to do that. But is it the right way to look at me? No, I'm not like that at all. But I am somebody who understands differences, and whether I applaud it or celebrate it, I don't know what word to use, I understand it. Maybe that's the better word here.
I'm a little lost. I feel like you're saying you understand that this woman said all those things to the man.
Yeah, I understand that she said it because she feels it. I didn't say I agree with it, but I think that if she is that kind of a bigot and it gets out, there's an educational component to this that isn't being used, that isn't being taken for the face value of a person who's an ignoramus who thinks that because the skin color of a person is different, therefore they are not to be treated with respect. That's ignorant thinking. And this woman is an ignoramus.
Absolutely, and she should not be teaching children. But hopefully someone in her life then will.
Can you get fired for saying that? I wonder if you can fire her. Is that the right thing?
I don't know how that works. But I'm sure parents. I'm sure plenty of parents would say, I don't want this person influencing my child. This is the person.
She not only took a shot at him because he was black. She called him a freaking fag. You know,
okay,
that kind of stuff.
Let's not say that.
Well, but that's what she. But that's what's on the thing. Why shouldn't we say it's on the?
Because we didn't say the N word. I don't know.
I wouldn't use the N-word. But in this circumstance, I just think that there's, for you to say it's wrong and not to explain to people why it is wrong or to youngsters why it's wrong, I bet there's plenty of people in the world that don't know why it's wrong. And that's part of what keeps it going.
I don't know if you can ever, if someone who feels that way, if she's a horrible person, so I don't know how you could ever change her perspective or her mind about anything. So I don't know. Some people are lost causes.
It's one thing if maybe you're living in a place with no access to education and you haven't been around barely anyone, and your parents taught you this idea and you've never met. You live in this tiny community. I don't know. But she's a teacher at a school, and it's in Philadelphia. To say that someone like that doesn't have access to, you know, a diverse community and the education
to teach
herself,
then,
I mean, you've missed the opportunity to teach yourself. You don't really have an excuse.
Right.
Well, there's no excuse for it except ignorance. And if that sounds arrogant, like it comes from some point of view that is prevalent
ignorance.
On the East Coast.
That's what it is. It's not an East Coast thing. Ignorance is ignorance wherever you go.
A lot of people in the Midwest are people who are in places where there is not as much quote-unquote free thinking, think that a lot of the folks that live and work and do these sorts of programs or whatever it is how they make their living, there's an arrogance to our points of view. It may or may not be right. It isn't from our perspective, but it is. Listen, living in Ohio for the not only Ohio, I've lived and worked in two cities in Ohio. I have worked in St. Louis, which is a very bigoted, very, very, very. Cincinnati and St. Louis are like two cities on an island, and they don't like outsiders. They don't like anybody who doesn't come up through the roots of whatever their experiences are there. And so you deal with that sort of stuff. I told you the first day I was on the air, WCKY in Cincinnati, back in 1988, when I started doing this program, the first caller I took on the air said, because I had explained for a few minutes I was from Boston, and I came here to do this, that, and the other thing. I went to school in Ohio. Got a lot of Ohio attitudes, and the guy says, "You Boston bastard, get on the next plane and go back to where you came from." That was the first call I took on the air, and that wasn't ancient history. That was September of 1988. So, you know, it's not like it was ancient history.
Yeah,
and there's there still is. That's where why the skinheads thrive and.
It's just sad because it doesn't even need to be about a lack of education. All you need to teach your kids is to treat people with kindness and to be nice to people. And that's all it takes. And I don't understand it. That doesn't matter if you're on the East Coast or the Midwest or the West Coast.
Any other country.
I mean, if you just treat the people that you meet with kindness, then that solves the problem.
A lot of people are angry because of what goes on in their life. They can't take care of themselves. They can't take care of their children. They can't pay their bills, all that stuff. And people get angry. Not an excuse. It's just reality. It's 18 and change after the hour here on the DJV show.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop.
When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Bill of the DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Vamos a tocar el cielo con las manos, vamos a olvidar esta noche todo malo, vamos a juntar la noche.
Who's that, you may be asking? It's music time on the DJV program at 23 and change after the hour. Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and you. With a new song from J-Lo. She spent all summer celebrating her 50th birthday with the It's My Party tour. She's ready to extend the fiesta a bit further on her new single called Baila Conmigo. Is that am I right? How am I doing with
that? I don't speak Spanish, but that sounds about right.
Baila.
Yeah, right?
Oh, good. See, there you go. Baila is the Spanish language dance track with lyrics about wanting to spend a special night on the beach dancing until sunrise. A new song comes weeks after Ms. Lopez announced that she will be performing at the Super Bowl with Shakira. So, this is
I hope they release
stuff.
A song together before the Super Bowl. That would be fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be. Next up, musically, Elton John, who is on record now defending Ellen DeGeneres. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier about prejudice and ignorance and stuff. This is another example of the kind of stuff that I call ignorant, whether you do or not. That's up to you. You don't have to agree with everything I say. I think Ellen DeGeneres being friends with George Bush is okay. I don't.
Yeah,
George Bush wasn't my favorite president ever.
No.
Ellen's not my favorite talk show host ever. But I think, they're well-known people. They have different lifestyles. They come from different backgrounds. So isn't that what America celebrates? We always are talking about all these cultural things and all of the things that different people bring to the surface. So where does it say that everybody has to respect? It may be that you don't like people who are gay for whatever your reason. And you may have been a supporter of George W. Bush. Does that mean you stop supporting Bush and his whatever he stands for because he likes Ellen DeGeneres? You know how foolish that is? How limiting
it
is?
Well, it was really less on him, and it was the people who came it was really more
right,
on
the
Ellen.
The people on the other
saying,
side.
How could you be friends with George W. Bush? It's like, well, and Kara brought up a great point last week. Well, George W. is really good friends with Michelle Obama. So why is everyone... I understand that it's because he was so against gay marriage when he was president. So I get that that's why a lot of gay people have come forward saying
also,
this is not okay for them to be
friends.
His
father said he was against abortion, and Barbara Bush said that's not true at all. But he had to say it for political expediency. So there's a certain amount of that I think, involved in this as far as with George Bush.
What I think Elton said about it that was pretty good was, I admire Ellen for standing up for what she said. George Bush has made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. Ellen DeGeneres has made a lot of mistakes. Like, I don't know. The idea
I think we all make mistakes. Right idea. Yeah.
I think so. And if the idea that, you know, if someone does one thing that we don't like, then we suddenly have to hate them or we can't even associate with them.
Right. That's what I
think that's
that goes
kind
back
of
to the whole theme, Kara, of what we're talking about here, the ignorance from the points of view that don't allow or want to hear from somebody who disagrees with you or doesn't have the same value set as you do. That's dangerous, kind of. It's not healthy
Ellen
for a progressive society.
Not at all. And, you know, Ellen and Elton are both happily married and have been for a long time. So I was really happy when I saw this. This was on Sunday morning shows. And I was really happy when I saw Elton say, you know, I admire Ellen for saying that I'm friends with him and it's okay. You know, it's people, and he said people need to come together and respect other people's views on life. You can't ever evolve unless you talk about things and learn from people who maybe feel differently about things.
And that goes back to the
whole
business about Columbus Day this week and, you know, whether that ought to be celebrated or not. You know, it's all part of it. So much diverse thinking, and that usually is healthier than not, frankly. It broadens your appeal if, you know, you're going to be doing anything in public at all. All right, so the new Elton John book is out this... Isn't that out now? Or is it, that's what he was on.
It is,
TV to talk about his new book, 28 After here on today's DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly forces is just unthinkable in this situation where they found someone. And by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force It's absurd.
Despite a recent heart attack, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says he'll be in tomorrow night's debate. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program, radio show that's aimed at getting people to think about what's going on. I have to agree with this, but just think about some of the things that we're talking about. Some of them are serious, some of them are silly, but still, the good thing, what I feel blessed about when I go on the air every day is there's so much happening, so many good things to talk about, so many things that maybe there are lessons involved in it. I don't like talking about the same old stuff. That's why I steer away from a lot of the political commentary that other programs have. You can get that someplace else. You don't have to be here, but I guarantee you'll know other things that are going on in the world by listening to our conversation here. Victoria Keelan is on the air with me. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is off today. The story of a Dallas mother has people buzzing. This lady made her son go through what's been described as, quote, unnecessary medical procedures through the first few years of his life. And she was brought to trial, has been found guilty, and sentenced to 6 years in prison. Is this appropriate? This young child visited the doctor 300 times, underwent 13 major surgeries.
Ugh.
And what I'm concerned about is...
What doctor would do that?
Well, that's the question. It's more the doctors that do this. than the mother. The mother pled guilty to injuring a child, causing bodily injury. She began lying to medical professionals when her son was barely a few days old. 11 days into the life of this baby, it was reported that the suspect, the mother, biological mother, and her mother were observed pouring out milk that this baby didn't finish, and lying to medical professionals that the complainant had taken the entire contents of the bottle. I don't know. Apparently, this kicked off an 8-year cycle of this woman jumping from doctor to doctor. The woman was obviously mentally ill, and sending her to jail doesn't fix the problem of people, whether it's her or other people like her. The woman is out of her mind.
I understand that, but
I mean, isn't there better? Doesn't in supposedly progressive society that takes to heart the benefits of understanding what's really going on, putting someone like this in jail doesn't fix the problem? It gets her away from her son. You're right. Okay. This kid was in hospice care when he was 5 years old. Mm. 5 years old. She had a do not resuscitate order for him. I mean, it's like the woman wanted to kill the kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh.
There's a Hulu documentary, it's a show based on a true story called The Act, and it's basically the same thing where a woman raised her daughter, and this is why the stories, they're different, because in the Hulu show, they didn't go to the doctor. So she just told her daughter, she homeschooled her, she told her that she had leukemia, that she was allergic to sugar, she was allergic to all these other things, no one could ever, like, come visit her, and so, because she didn't know any differently, the daughter just assumed, oh, I have all of these things, and I guess this is what leukemia feels like, but they didn't go to the doctor, and she wasn't officially diagnosed or anything, she just told her that. So I don't understand how this woman was able to go to a doctor and fool doctors into thinking that something was
wrong. Part of what I'm concerned about, too. Yeah. What are the doctors doing?
Not a single pediatrician thought maybe this woman's a whack job.
Well, where's the record? Where's the medical records that this kid had over? How come no doctors had? Well, let me see the charts. Well, the charts, if you look at the charts, you don't want to continue to do what's been done here. He didn't have any medical problems, yet he went through radiation, blood transfusions.
Oh, my God.
The thing that's more frustrating, I mean, this
is
horrible, but the thing that's also frustrating is the repercussion for people who feel severe pain and do have medical issues that, you know, doctors might have trouble figuring out. Like, it might not show up on an x-ray or something, but, you know, people who have chronic pain or something like that, I feel like those people would be taken less seriously because of something like this. Because here's a kid who they can't find anything wrong with, but his mom is probably saying, oh my God, he has all of these issues, and then you find out, oh, nothing's actually wrong with him. Well, I don't know. I feel like that undermines the arguments of people who...
How is a social worker not called in? How is DIFUS not called in at least one time with all this? I don't know. I think the medical system here has failed this child horribly.
Well, the medical system has failed. Our overall system has failed. The fact that this woman wasn't identified as being mentally disturbed in other circumstances. Her mother is a nut job. And you look back through their history, and then somebody will look at her picture, and they'll say, oh, she's black. So she comes from disadvantaged circumstances to begin with. And that has nothing to do with being the color of your skin has nothing to do with what you are doing or not doing to your children. But yet that becomes another part of the conversation. Oh, a white woman would never do that. Are you kidding?
White women do this way more. This is the name of it.
It's like Munchausen syndrome by proxy. I can't remember how you pronounce it.
That's exactly right.
The woman in the documentary, which is a very big documentary right now, she's a white woman. So I don't think that's an argument.
Crazy white women do this stuff all the time. I'm actually shocked that this woman was black, to be honest. Because as you were telling the story, immediately in my head, I just, another crazy white woman who's doing this
another
to the kid.
Yeah,
so I don't know where if the race thing comes into it on this one, but you know, I certainly didn't think that this would be anything other than a white woman.
All right, so Victoria's got me all worked up because there's a study on diets that's out today that we ought to examine as to its impact on my eating ice cream and cake.
That's the only reason that you've picked
I don't know, but there are people who love to eat sweets, and I'm just chewing on some chocolate M&Ms here, as a matter of fact, as I'm looking at this study. All right, so tell me why I shouldn't be chewing on chocolate M&Ms, sir.
Well, it's this study is actually it's a dermatology study, and so it's essentially they looked at what a high sugar diet can do to your skin, and especially with factors that are related to acne, and they say that because we know smoking cigarettes, tobacco is horrible for your skin. Well, according to this new study, eating a high sugar diet is like 48 times worse or something than it's smoking cigarettes for your skin. And so they've had all kinds of, they were, in the results, they found that, that basically half of everyone who are adults who suffer from acne have an allergy to dairy products. So a lot of people do have better improved skin if they cut out dairy. But this study particularly was linking food and sugar to known causes for acne, and they say that if you drink soda, juices, syrups, chocolate, pastries, ice cream, consume all kinds of sweets, any type of sweets that need to be cut out because that's how bad it is for your acne, especially if you have adult acne, which a lot of people do. This was actually a study of almost 8,000 people across multiple countries too. So this was not just this was a wide scale study. But
how's your face looking? How's your face looking these days?
I don't have any acne. I did in high school. Like everybody kind of goes through that.
I don't eat sugar.
I'm not a sugar person. I'm more savory than sweet.
Okay. What about you, Kara? Your skin?
I think mine is fine. I have occasional little breakouts. It's not, like, perfect. But, I don't know. But I do eat sugar. So maybe I should cut it out and see what the difference is. Maybe I'll be a model of perfect skin.
There you go.
Perfect, yes. Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way? The early warning system that we have, that there are all kinds of early warning systems. I should probably clarify this. European Space Agency has an early warning system that suggests an asteroid may collide with our planet within the next few decades. There are plenty of them that go by. We don't even know about many of them. Some of them burn up in the atmosphere. Some of them pass by the Earth 200,000-400,000 miles away from the Earth. They're not sucked into our gravitational pull. But there are a lot of dangerous space items that are out there because of what happens. The galaxies that, there are more galaxies than we can count and more planets in each galaxy than you can count. And understanding how the universe works, these planets explode. And that the what comes from the planet exploding, the stuff doesn't, it just take a, I suppose you could put a bomb into a pile of rock and watch it blow up, and it's no longer a rock, but there are a lot of little pieces around, and that's what's floating around in space. So apparently, the European Space Agency is paying pretty close attention to an asteroid called 2019 SU3, which may be on a collision course with the Earth 70 years from now. Was recently added to the risk list because of its potential for it to collide with the Earth. They have it precisely scheduled, or they figured out, this is really what's amazing. I mean, you talk about all the other things in the world that are crazy. The fact that we can pinpoint this rock, which is away, 70 years away from, 70 light years away, or whatever it is from the Earth, and they are predicting it'll hit the Earth on September 16th, 2084. Huh? It leaves you speechless. Huh? They can look out into space, see this thing, a projectile, with all of the crap that's in space. They can identify each one of these things, and they can look at the trajectory, and they figure, I mean, this is nothing short of sheer genius that these people will figure this out.
Let's hope they're wrong.
Well, what they say is that it'll probably come within 73,000 miles, which is about one-third of the way between here and the moon. It's supposed to pass the Earth, actually, but it could come, it could get grabbed by another gravitational force. Like I just said, some of the stuff doesn't get pulled in because it's hundreds of thousands of miles away, further away than the moon. But this thing is not, or it's not expected to be that far. And it's bigger than 460 feet in diameter. They know that. And so they have pegged it as potentially hazardous. The story isn't so much that the Earth might be hit, at least for me anyway, because I probably will not be around in this life form. I might be in a different life in 2884, but as much as I have high hopes for living a long and happy life, chances of me making it to 2084 probably are a little slim. So anyway, thinking about how they can actually figure this out, isn't it fascinating? Think about it. All of the space junk that's up there from planets that are who knows how far away from the Earth, whether they're even from this galaxy, could be some other galaxy, and a planet that blew up 100 million years ago. And that certainly is where, you know, the universe is so large, some planet could have exploded 100 million years ago, and the debris is still flying around. Who knows where it came from? That's what I find so mind-blowing about all this stuff. It really is almost beyond our comprehension, but some people are worried about it. The sun's going to explode sometime soon, and it'll absorb the Earth.
Again, let's hope they're wrong.
Yes, 46 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Information on nutrition is always changing, but there are some basics that can help you sort through the latest research and advice. One of the most important is choosing nutrient-dense foods.
The food choices, not only what we eat, but how much we eat, both matter. And when we eat more fruits and vegetables, it gives us, a freedom to eat larger quantities to satisfy our hunger. But within that, we also have the benefit of many nutrients because they are very nutrient-dense foods.
Nutritionist Kate Zaratsky says having a healthy diet is also essential for maintaining weight loss.
Maybe adding that fruit at breakfast or adding vegetables, 2 servings at dinner, and gradually decreasing the portions of the other high-calorie foods might lead to a more sustainable type of diet and lifestyle changes for prolonged weight loss.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Money Pit theme. Money Pit. All right. So Tom Kreitler is here, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's heard on hundreds of radio stations. Lots of great things are online. As a matter of fact, if you went to MoneyPit.com, you'd see a story about the Money Pit being 20 years old. So I want to know, I should know this because you and I have been friends for that long.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how this all got started. You and I had the same sort of advisor when you got started, and that's how you ended up on this program, I think, because I was introduced to you. But the theme, I think if it hadn't been for you and me coming together, I would have sought out somebody else to do this. Well, no, it's good information. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that's very helpful.
It's been a pleasure to be here all these years, and we're going to continue to do just that. Yeah, October 99 was when we first went syndicated on 12 stations, and now we're on 380-something or other.
I went syndicated in October of 88. That was the second one to do a national program that survived. I was lucky to have had, I think, the first week or month or I don't know how long it was. We didn't even have, we had no affiliates, and then we got one, and then you get another one. So it's funny when you look back to that time, wondering who was really listening to us, and you were, you know, you had, what did you say, 12 affiliates when you got started?
Yeah, we were with a small syndicate. They told us we had 12, but then we were not getting questions. We were sort of questioning that.
Right.
We're not getting calls.
Back in that era.
But we had to start somewhere, and that's where we started.
Yeah. So after, what do you think, over the 20 years, what's been the most important? Well, how did you get your name, first of all? Where did that
Money Pit? There's an interesting story behind that. You know, we didn't start by naming the show The Money Pit. We were looking for a phone number. And my co-host at the time said, well, what about 800 Money Pit? You know, we wanted like a, you know, 800 fix this or that kind of a good call-in number.
Right. Yeah.
So I called that, and it was some, you know, some company that had, was like insurance or sales, and it was like money plus the guy's initial. They didn't want to send the number. So I tried 888 Money Pit, which was brand new, and I got into this phone bank sounding kind of operation, and I left a message with the woman that was in charge of the phones and thinking, eh, this is going nowhere. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm on this little radio host. I'm doing this show, and, you know, I think you got a great number. I'd like to buy it from you. So she calls me back and tells me that this company, when she was hired to manage the phones, told her to get all these money numbers, like money 123, money 456, because they were in the financial products business, right?
Right. Yeah.
It turned out their business was so heavily focused in the Bible Belt that they couldn't use any of the money numbers. And I'm thinking for a minute, well, why was that? And then think about what money spells on a telephone. M-O-N is 666. So that's the sign of the devil.
That's pretty funny.
She could not use any of the numbers, and she gave me the 888 Money Fit number. Said, no, it's all yours. You can have it.
Really?
That's how it started. Yeah, so we got the phone number first, and then we got the show name and the trademark after that.
You got it. All right, let's find out what one of the listeners to this program named Justin has going for him. He's bought a new range, and his other kitchen appliances look a little tired. Can you paint appliances is his question.
Oh, you definitely can paint appliances, and in fact, you'll find that sometimes the paint that you can apply will last better than the original finish. What you need to do, Justin, is obviously, you know, take the appliance out if it's a if it's a refrigerator, pull it out. You want to pull all the hardware off, you know, the handles, everything that you can, that would be overlapping the finish. And you want to clean it real well. And then the type of paint is what's most important. You want to use epoxy spray paint. And they actually might call it appliance paint, but it has to be epoxy. And the reason for that is because it provides the most, the toughest finish that you can find. Now, the thing about epoxy spray paint is it takes a really long time to dry, and that's okay. I always say the longer the finish takes to dry, the tougher the finish is. And if you think about all the finishes that are out there, you know, the ones that take the longest, they really do wear very well. So, well-ventilated area, put on 2 to 3 light coats. Do not try to get it all done in one, and you will have a really durable finish. Put the handles back on when you're done, and it'll look great.
I might have thought of using Rust-Oleum or a car finish that came in a spray can because that applies, that is good to an application to metal. No? Yes? Maybe?
No. Well, the thing is, you could use, if you use an exterior paint like that, it's got UV inhibitors into it, so it's a different formulation. You don't need that with interior paint. The epoxy is what really works well. It's so tough, Doug, you can't chip it. You know, it's not going to scrape, it's not going to scratch, it's easy to clean. So I swear by that stuff.
You wonder why they don't paint cars with that stuff then.
Well, because it would probably fade. But in your house, it won't.
Ah, okay. Tom Kreitler, there he is with the answers to the questions. Money Pit, Home Improvement Radio Program. Listen for it. Look for it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.